Boss Ladies, have you ever felt completely overwhelmed and anxious and stressed because there's just too much on your plate? I'm pretty sure that you have. I think it's something that happens to all of us. And, you know, we just don't actually know what to do, what not to do, what should we do right now, what should we save to do later. And it causes us so much stress and anxiety. And it's just really a downward spiral because we feel like we're not in control of our lives. And I know that I've spoken about this numerous times before and I've written about it, especially the importance of saying no, you know, and of crafting the life that we want and understanding that every single thing we say yes to means that we have less time because, you know, every yes that you give, whether it's a small thing of helping a friend to move or, you know, going to pick up something for me from the grocery store on your way to my house, whatever it is, every small little thing that you say yes to, it compounds and it starts filling up your day. And then you have less time to do the things that really make you happy and bring you joy. What I'd like to talk to you about today is some of the things that you might not realize that you are effectively saying yes to, because no one is specifically asking you to do anything, but you've possibly just taken this pressure upon yourself, and now it is almost something on your to-do list, and it's causing you to feel pressure and anxiety, and it's causing you to actually lose focus from the things that actually make you happy and bring you joy. So some of the things that I think we all fall victim to, especially if we're empathetic and kind and generally helpful people. The first thing is this psychological need to fix other people and to help other people. And although this is an admirable trait, I mean, don't get me wrong, the world needs more people like us who want to help and who want to fix things. Unfortunately, the shadow side to that is that we take on burdens that are not ours to carry. I know that I've mentioned to you before about my friend John, who's an engineer and has got a brilliantly simple way of looking at the world. He says there's category one and category two problems, or category A and category B. And category one or category A is things that are my problem. And category two or category B is things that are not my problem. And it sounds so super simple. And I think possibly if you're an engineer and you're a very analytical person, it's a little bit easier to cut through the noise and to very easily categorize whether this is something that you're responsible for or whether this is just nonsense that's not your problem. But as soon as you become more sensing, more feeling, more empathetic, more driven by emotion, it becomes a little bit harder. And you tend to take on things that are not your burden to carry. So the first thing that I'd like you to kind of look at your life and ask yourself, you know, look at all the things that you're doing for people and all the things that you've taken on, the things that you're stressed about right now, and ask yourself, is it really my problem? Because you might just find, as I recently have, that there's a couple of things that really are not my problem or my responsibility, and I have made them my problem, and they have caused me anxiety. So, for instance, other people's well-being is not your problem. Fixing other people who are broken or going through a really tough time right now is not your problem. It's not your responsibility. It's not your job. So you can be supportive, definitely. You can cook them a meal, you know, do a load of laundry, send them a text message to check up on them. That's fine. But it's about healthy boundaries. It's about understanding where that line is between being a supportive, encouraging friend and where you're taking on their own their burden as your own. So it is not your job to take responsibility for everyone else's well-being and to fix everyone around you. That's not your job. The second thing that is really not your job and that you shouldn't worry about at all is being liked by everyone, okay? Again, I've spoken about this many times before. If people don't like you for whatever reason, that's more a reflection of them than it is of you. Your job is to find out who you are at the core of your being, your true authentic self, what your values are, what your personality type is, what motivates you, what's your purpose, what are you all about, and to become the best version of you that you can be. Your job is to live in integrity with who you are. And that doesn't mean being an absolute asshole, right? That just means being the best version of you. So if you are possibly a jerk or an a-hole, then you need to work on that, right? And that's part of self-awareness and part of the work that we're doing here. But it is not your job to bend over backwards to make sure that absolutely everybody likes you. Everybody won't like you. It's a physical impossibility, and that's okay. Another thing that is not your job, and I know this is hard to hear, it is not your job to do it all. It is okay to ask for help. Even if you're the boss, it doesn't matter. Even if you're a mom, doesn't matter. It is okay to ask for help. You don't have to do it all of the time. It's okay to say no some of the time. So those are three things that I'd like you to look at that might be causing you anxiety because you've taken on a burden that isn't truly yours to carry. And those for me are the three most common ones. Is feeling responsible for everybody's well-being and feeling that you need to fix everyone and take care of them, okay? Unless they're your children, it's not your job, okay? And possibly your parents. I mean, we take care of our parents when they can no longer take care of themselves. So unless it's really one of those relationships, your children or your parents, it's not really your job to assume responsibility for everybody else's well-being. You need to take care of yourself and you need to put that oxygen mask on yourself first. It's not your job to bend over backwards to make sure that everybody likes you and to start doing things that, you know, ordinarily you wouldn't do just to be liked. Whether it's a colleague at work, whether it is some frenemy at the gym, whether it's a guy that you've been crushing on, if they don't like you, move on. And invest your time and energy in the people who do like you. Spend time on yourself and becoming the best version of you. Go and travel. Go and see the world. Go and do stuff that makes you happy instead of constantly being rejected and constantly being cut down by someone who's never going to like you anyway. And the third thing is realize that you don't have to do it all. You can ask for help. It's okay. You're okay. You're brave and you're strong and you're smart and you've done so much and you need to celebrate that a little bit more every day. I'll chat to you again.